the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
What just happened?
Sorry, Nickelback was playing in the background from the last break.
Now they're haunting us and they won't leave.
They won't go away. So fun with animals. We heard from earlier this morning that Husker Nick did have an animal experience with a family of moose.
Oh, God, yeah.
That showed up at the lake.
It was frightening. That was a scary moment. We almost got trampled by a gaggle of moose. Angry moose.
Which we have been told by our listeners is not a gaggle, it's a herd.
It's a herd of moose.
You can say what you want. It's a gang of moose.
It's the bull and whatever, the cow and the calf.
Something like that. All I know is there was a family moose, and it was me in 40-degree water if they charged me, and Papa Moose was not having it.
The fact that they had a baby with them makes that way more dangerous.
Yeah.
Now it feels like he has to protect.
Naturally, my brother-in-law, who was with me, who did two tours in Iraq, was completely calm and even walked up to him to take photos.
Whoa.
He's like, look, man, I survived two tours in Iraq. I'll be just fine.
That seems unnecessarily reckless, but that's okay.
He is a government-issued weapon of destruction if he wants to be at any point.
Was he going to, like, kick him in the face?
Yeah, Steven Seagal. Just at any point.
You weren't the only one who had an animal encounter over the weekend. Midway through a 10-mile Garden of the Gods road race in Colorado Springs, runners were startled to have a bear just join them in the race. He jumped out in front of them, got startled, and kept running in front of them.
How does one know if a bear is running in the race with you or chasing that guy to eat him?
Like the one dude out front that's leading the race?
Yes.
They're like, oh, this is cool. There's a bear. Nope, there's a guy about 100 yards away. And they're like, okay, do we stop the bear or let the bear eat him because now I'm in first place?
However, whoever is leading the race... The bear, I mean, this is a mistake. That's the worst eating, probably. Going to be the person that has skinny people.
It's a lean meat.
You don't want to eat the winner of the race.
And then there's moments where people want to actually experience things with wild animals, like Michael Phelps, an Olympic swimmer.
This doesn't sound like a good idea.
He apparently wants to race and is going to a shark during Shark Week. He has one competition left to win, an event so monumental no one has ever attempted it before. The world's most decorated athlete taking on the ocean's most efficient predator. Phelps versus shark.
This is nuts.
The race is on.
Okay, so in my mind, if this is like literal, right? Even though it's not going to be. But if you're like Phelps is in the water, he's about to dive in. There's a pool with a shark that they've got in a cage, gray white shark.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, you dive in, we'll release the shark, and we'll see who wins the race. He makes it 8 feet and is eaten. And then we're all standing around going, man, we didn't think that through at all. That wasn't a good idea.
I mean, in my head, the shark is next to him on the deck. Also wearing Speedos and like
and ready to dive
skull cap. Doing the thing, you
doing
know,
with his little fins.
The super tall swimmers do where they flap their arms real hard back and forth
tiny
to
little
stretch,
fins.
But with his fins.
He looks like Jabberjaw. Wasn't Jabberjaw the shark cartoon?
I don't know.
Okay.
Like, what if he gets eaten 10 feet
into
this?
Okay, but here's the thing. They have not released any details. This could be super lame. No. We don't even know if they're going to be in the same place at the same time.
Generated shark.
Well, not that, but how fast? Let's see how fast this shark can swim this distance. Okay, now we'll see how fast Michael Phelps can swim the distance. That seemed like it would be lame. Hopefully, it'll be better than that.
Based off of your joke about Jim Carrey earlier, I feel like you would push them to walk up and just go, all right, Michael Phelps, here's what we're going to do. Don't worry, there's not a real shark in the water, but there is. And then right before you hit start, you just slice his foot a little bit.
What?
So there's a little blood, and you're like, kick him in, swim. Why did you honk? Oh, ratings.
Look for Phelps versus Shark, Great Gold versus Great White, July 23rd, part of
Shark.
Wait,
is that really that? Hold on.
That's what it's called.
That's the tag. Yeah. Great Gold versus Great White.
Mm-hmm, that's
the best thing they could come up with. That's disappointing in its own right.
Where is the marketing department on Shark Week? These are the people that created an entire week around sharks that people care about. And the best they could do was Great Gold versus Great
That's
White.
That's depressing.
Yep. We'll look for it coming on your TV. We'll see what happens.
What's going to happen after is, the Great White, it was watching the Olympics. It's going to knock off a gas station and accuse some locals of doing it.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.